This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. While some internet users consider protecting privacy online to be a mere suggestion, others take it very seriously. They track privacy settings on social media, erase cookies and browsing histories, and create dozens of passwords for frequently visited sites. And then they reward their vigilance by searching for adorable photos someone posted of cats doing cute things. But wait, it turns out that these little furry darlings of the internet are something of a Trojan horse. All those anonymously uploaded photos of little Whiskers stuffing himself into a tiny shoebox are giving away more than just adorableness. They are revealing locations. Owen Mundy is an artist, designer, and programmer who investigates public space and its relationship to data. He's assistant professor at Florida State University, and his latest project is called I Know Where Your Cat Lives. Owen, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So, do you really know where people's cats live? How?
I do, and I know that because all that data is publicly accessible. It's all on the internet.
So what do you mean? Someone uploads something and it shows where they live?
That's right. When you photograph someone and you enable it in your software on your phone or your camera, the geographic coordinates are embedded in the metadata of the photographic file. And when you upload it, that data is stored in a database, and it's accessible by anyone with access to the API, which is the general public.
So what happens next? You go and search for cat photos and locate them, and you're putting them on a map, right? How many have you got?
I took a sample of 1 million.
And 1 million?
1 million cats. And this is from a larger sample that I could establish. There are at least 15 million photographs that are tagged with cat that also are public, that also include the geographic coordinates. So that's only a small sample of the actual number of cats in the world.
Right? How precise are those coordinates?
About 8 meters. So that's 20 feet. I can tell the difference between their backyard and their front yard.
I know you're an artist. I know you look at data and public space. Why are you doing this?
I mean, I'm interested in this because I was a photographer in the Navy, and I used to unload surveillance film out of jets on the aircraft carrier flight deck. And so many years later, I still have an interest in surveillance and media. And as an artist who works both with photography and data, I'm interested in how data visualization has a lot of the same baggage that photography did when it was invented. I was inspired to do this because I was photographing my daughter in the backyard, and one day I saw that there was a map button, and I said, what is this? I don't remember giving permission for all these photographs to be mapped, but there they were, all in my backyard of my three-year-old. And I thought, okay, this is weird. I need to translate this into a way that, you know, tells the story, that tells the facts, but also includes some information that allows us to think about this from different perspectives that are important to us as a culture.
So why use cats? I mean, are you trying to show people that something so innocent can contain so much?
Cats, in particular, are, you know, they're appreciated worldwide. They're domesticated. They are about as close as you can get to a child. And so I could have called it I Know Where Your Child Lives, but
that would have been
really
even creepier.
Creepy. Yeah, yeah. And so I wanted to have some fun with it. I wanted to convey this idea, this kind of this important issue, to make people think about it, but, you know, to disarm it in a way, to make it fun, to encourage people to actually engage with it.
Oh, and if I understand correctly, if people, and the term is scrubbed the metadata from the photographs that they're uploading, they would not be located. Is that true?
That's true.
So is that difficult to do? Is it as easy as sort of unchecking the map feature on your camera or whatever you did?
That's right. So if you have an iPhone, and I do, so I know how to do this, you can go into the settings and you can disable geotagging for the camera. And so all of your photographs you take will not include this information.
So given that you have this map of this million cats around the world, if somebody saw a photo of their cat online and noticed that it was located to their neighborhood and, you know, wherever, could they request for you to take it down? And would you?
Yeah, the ironic part of this project is while I spent, you know, it's a really simple idea. And while it took me almost a year to download all the data, to create all the visualizations, which I used the FSU supercomputer for, or it's really a high performance computing cluster.
That's at Florida State where you teach.
That's right. And it took a lot of work to actually make the interface. And the irony of all of this work went into actually encouraging people to think more about the privacy and the data that they're sharing. And so it's really easy to remove your cat from the map. You just go back to Instagram or Flickr or wherever you're sharing those photographs through and increase the privacy settings on those photographs. And within 30 days, my app will automatically show, instead of the photograph of your cat and your house, it'll show another picture that says that the privacy settings on this photograph have been increased. Mm-hmm. So the end result could be that the success of my project could be measured by the demise of it.
It's the self-disappearing project.
That's right.
But you must have seen some really cute cats.
Oh my gosh. I told my aunt that when I started, I was not a cat person, but I'm about halfway there now.
Owen, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Owen Mundy, he's an artist, designer, and programmer who investigates public space and its relationship to data. He's also an assistant professor at Florida State University's Department of Art. His latest project is called I Know Where Your Cat Lives, and you'll find a link to look at it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.